call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-301-8939. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-301-8939. That's 800-301-8939. Again, 800-301-8939. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Buck Keeley. Hi, Buck. How are we doing?
I'm doing great, Dr. Stan, and I think it ought to be everybody's idea.
All right, fine. Well, basically, of course, now remember, this is a different audience. We talked to Buck at the afternoon program. This is a different audience. So if you get some of the same questions, you don't have to give the same answers. You can give whatever answer you want to, but you don't have to worry about repeating yourself, because this is a great audience here. The evening heard certainly in Washington and back in Michigan and upstate New York and there in Ohio and Kentucky and certainly across the country by shortwave and internet and all the other wonderful electronic means we have of reaching people with the news behind the news. But Buck actually sells heirloom seeds. He does advertise with us, but we love to have him on because I think that there's so much that people need to know about how you grow a garden. I know this is something I've never learned a lot about. Now, some of you may be master gardeners, but I'm not. I'm sort of learning. We've been putting our vegetable garden in this year using Buck seeds. Fascinating to see all these things coming up. But I do believe because they are bastardizing our seeds. Basically, they're trying to convert as many of the things we can into genetically modified seeds, and of course what they're doing, they've introduced about 65 disastrous medical conditions into our population through the genetically modified foods, and you're going to have to start thinking about how you're going to look after yourself and after your family, and you're going to have to realize that a lot of these genetically modified foods are disastrous. Most other countries will not allow them. They're using America as a great laboratory to see how much damage they can do. Certainly we know that they want population control. The leaders of our country, the people who run things, want to reduce markedly the population in America and throughout the world. They're doing a great job of it. 75 nations throughout the world are not reproducing their population. The male sperm counts drop 50% of the fertility rate among women throughout the world has dropped from 6 to 2.9 on average, and certainly in many of the countries in Europe, why they're only having, instead of the 2.1 children per family they need to reproduce the population, they're having 1.4 children per family, 1.2 children per family, and in France and in Russia, they're paying people to have children, but you're not hearing about that. All you hear is the propaganda because the media is controlled, and you're not getting the truth. And so Buck's with us because we're going to learn something about planting a garden. And Buck, how long have you been involved in certainly teaching people how to plant gardens?
Most of my adult life as a child was involved with gardening, and it was a way of life for us as children that we always put in the gardens. And it was one of those things as a kid you did begrudgingly, and you were assigned tasks in the garden either for punishment or for production, and from that grew into a lifelong love. Just there's nothing as great and as satisfying as seeing plants mature into bearing fruit that you can eat, preserve for your own self. So it's been a lifetime journey. Never been as an adult, a duty, but a desire.
All right, fine. So we're going to learn about seeds. We're going to learn about planting seeds. We're going to learn the difference between us and the using fertilizer and losing manure, losing compost. They're all different, and each has a different function as far as your plants are concerned. So you hang on there as we sort of develop these ideas. If you have questions, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Buck Keeley. We're talking about simply planting our foods. And certainly, what at this time of year, is there anything that we can be planting?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Garbage that certainly fruits and vegetables you just throw out can go onto that compost pile. And what's so interesting is it doesn't necessarily have to smell bad. What it does, of course, as it rots, why it puts off tremendous heat. And one of the things that Buck has pointed out is basically if you were to check the temperature in a compost pile, you'd find that they had a temperature of 100 and 140 degrees, and that's actually killing all the seeds, the weed seeds, so that your compost will not support the weed seeds, and you kill them all off, and then you don't have those in your garden when you plant your own seeds later. Would that be correct, Buck?
That is absolutely correct. Just a little anecdotal story about that. When I was much younger, lived up in Maine. Gardening up in Maine is a different world as well because of the short season. But we built a house and did not have time to get the water line buried. And what did I do? I moved my compost pile across my water line from the well to the house, covered it in a tarp, and it kept my water thawed out all winter long to even to 30 below zero. That's how warm compost gets. Never did a drop of snow stay on top of those tarps. So it produces a good amount of heat, and that's important because that's what's breaking down the bacteria, the byproducts that you put in there and killing the weed seed, so you're not transferring that to your garden. But every serious home gardener ought to be doing a compost pile. As well as that, with the cost of having garbage collection pick up, it'll save you a fair amount of money not taking that to the dump, but rather putting that in your garden, and you'll get the benefit not only of it not going to the garbage collection, but you get the benefit of those nutrients going back into the soil. So composting and manure, we talked about having a source for cattle manure, and if it's already been dried out, you can put that direct on your garden and till it in. That earlier we had a question happen in the background I didn't get a chance to answer, and one of the callers asked about chicken manure. You never want to put fresh chicken manure in your garden on plants that are living. The chicken manure is so hot with nitrogen when it's fresh that it'll destroy your plant. So make sure that if you're gathering, like I do from my chicken barn, the manure, that never goes directly into the garden. That goes onto the compost pile, and it sets for 3 to 4 months to cool down so it doesn't damage the plant.
All right, fine. Now, how about the horse manure? Can you use horse manure?
Yeah, horse manure works fine. One of the problems with horse manure is that the horse and the cow doesn't digest the matter in the same amount of time and manner, and you have a tendency to get some grass seed or weed seed from the feed of the horses. So I would, rather than ever putting horse manure directly on my garden, I would put that in my compost pile, in a covered compost pile, so they make sure you get the temperature up to destroy the seed.
And I think it's interesting. Apparently, there are various types of compost piles. You can have an open compost pile. You can have a container. A lot of people do that. It's a bit like a big bin. Or you can certainly have a pile, and you put a plastic tarp over the top of it. Why and what's the advantage of putting a plastic tarp, other than the fact that it speeds up the rotting or composting process?
Well, the main thing is it does speed up the time. So if you have a lot of material to compost and a small area, or if you have a lot of garden and you need to get a lot of compost on it, that advances the time frame by about 2 months. But along with that, building up the heat, when you tarp it down and keep it damp underneath there, the temperature comes up enough that it will destroy potential weed seed being transferred to your garden. So that's the two advantages of it. Maybe another advantage, if you're living in a residential area, it would be less of an unsightly thing for people to observe rather than have an open compost bin. An option to that would be buying or building a composting a piece of equipment. They make barrel composters. You can build those as yourself as well, or contain composters where they have a four-side covering. And that would be basically the same thing as doing a covered compost.
All right. Well, now, if you've got any questions at all about this, well, give us a call. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and you should be beginning to learn how to compost. And, of course, it's probably you could certainly do an open compost pile, or you can do a closed one. The advantage of a closed one, it just goes a lot faster. Would that be a fair analysis?
That'd be a fair analysis.
All right, fine. So you're beginning to lay in. You're thinking about planting in the spring, so you start composting now, and the garbage scraps, even old paper bags, you can do that. Somebody had asked Sydney on our afternoon program, about building bins, certainly above ground bins for growing goods, and using, of course, something like railway ties. You know, they have been treated there, they last a good long while. They're treated with some sort of chemicals. And what was your response asking about building above ground bins with railway ties?
So if you're going to build raised bed gardenings or any type of container gardening environments, you don't want to use any wood that's been treated either for rot or for direct burial, such as your railroad ties. Was the question about railroad ties, that they are saturated and immersed in chemicals for an extended period of time so that they hold up better against the weather. The same thing with the treated material that you buy at the local hardware store or at the lumber yard. It's been pond treated, where they put it in a pond of chemicals and sometimes even pressured chemicals into it. And one of the warnings you'll find about either one of those is you don't want to burn them because of the toxic fumes. And so you don't want to take the material that's been seduced and influenced by toxic chemicals and put it where it comes in contact with the soil that's going to grow your plants, because it's going to leach those chemicals into your soil and ultimately from the soil into your plants. So the best materials for if you're going to build containerized gardens, it would be first choice would be cedar, 2x10, 2x12 cedars, or redwood. And the second to that would be Douglas fir. It has a higher resistance to rot than things like white wood and those kind of things, but preferably would be a cedar base for those.
All right, fine. Well, we've got Casey calling us from Post Falls, Idaho. We're talking about learning how to grow a vegetable garden, because you can put in your flowers if you want to. You may want to put in marigolds. Marigolds have a wonderful ability to drive away aphids and other things. And don't tell me, it must be the odor. Is it the odor from the marigolds that actually tends to drive away certain of the things you don't want on your flowers? On your vegetables?
Yeah, it's called companion planting, where there are certain plants that respond to each other better. And there are certain plants that have qualities that will repel insects. And marigolds, it's the base that you smell is actually a part of the flower that repels them. And where we find it pleasant, they don't, and it will repel them off.
All right, fine. Well, we got Casey calling from Post Falls. If you're out there and you have a question or comment,
yeah.
Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Casey, you go right ahead.
Hey, this is just a topic that's really near and dear to my heart. And where I'm at now, I'm not a farmer or anything related to it, but that's my aspiration, what I want to do with my life. And I've so many ways found God through gardening and looking at his creation, and I found the topic of permaculture, and it just blows my mind how fascinating it is working, you know, with nature and the ecosystems that God has created for us to use. And just want to throw that topic out there for the listeners, maybe if they'd like to check it out. I found a really good forum on permies.com. It has all sorts of just digging deeper down into understanding how nature works and working with that, instead of trying to weed so many ways in gardening that are that I find proposed.
What is permaculture?
I think the easiest way to describe it would be permanent agriculture. So we're designing systems like with swales, with living mulches, like paddock shift systems with animals, you know, in ways that were once they're up and going require very minimal human input.
Buck, do you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, the permaculture is an outgrowth of sustainable gardening, and basically what that means is that we depend on the ecosystems of the region that we're indigenous to build a one another, to where there is a symbiotic relationship between the animals and the humans and the plants. And I totally agree with your caller on this, that the scripture says there's a way that seems right unto the man, but the end is swift destruction. And the whole commercial aspect that we've put on gardening, where we've turned it into production rather than to a natural process, it seems right to people. That is, you know, if we can advance our crops, get higher yields by putting in chemicals and foreign products into the soil, and even putting into it the genetically modified seed that we force production. It seems right to a man, but the outcome of that is destruction. And the whole idea of the perma and the sustainable gardening is to use the indigenous materials that are at hand in a symbiotic way, so that you're building together the way that God operates in nature. I mean, he was gardening a long time before we were, and he was using composting and not foreign components into the soil. So I totally agree with Casey. I think that we ought to be embracing that in the way that we look at our sustainable gardening. And when we do that, we'll find ourselves closer to the things of God than we ever were before.
All right. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and you're free to call and ask whatever you wanted to know about gardening and certainly what you should be doing in preparation for the very difficult times that may lie ahead. Well, Casey, you have anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, it also, I'm pretty new. I've been gardening for about 2 years. This is the second season, and I'm also started growing Brussels sprouts.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Amanda, son, I did catch you a little bit this afternoon. Around here it was around 7 o'clock or so. And I wanted to ask him something he said about sugar. And he was talking about sugar cane and being that the sugar cane was genetically modified. Well, here's my question. I've got the video. I don't have it at my house right now because I borrowed it to one of my friends at church. But I've got the video, The World According to Monsanto. And in that video I've got, there's like some packets of information. And one, it's written information. There's a few other things in the video case I have. But one of the things it says is that the cane sugar, so far they've not genetically modified the cane sugar. It's the sugar beets that they have genetically modified. And I don't know if
actually what I said was 87% of all sugar beets is genetically modified.
Oh, did you? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't catch that.
I just checked my notes on that real quick to make sure that's what I said. Yeah, but it's 87% of all sugar beets are genetically modified, as well as 50% of all papaya now is genetically modified.
Right. In that packet, they mentioned papaya, but the impression I got from the packet I got, I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's The World According to Monsanto. And the guy that wrote the book, Jeffrey Smith, I can't think of the name of the book right now.
Jeffrey Smith, well, we have it, it's called Genetic Roulette. Genetic Roulette.
Well, there's another one he wrote before then.
Right. We have that one as well. We carry both of them. Go ahead.
But it sounds like you're on the same page then with what's in the pamphlet.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. I'll let you go and let's get some other folks.
But I think it's important that people understand that they've genetically modified cotton. And people say, well, who cares about if they genetically modified cotton? You don't eat cotton. No, you don't eat cotton, but you eat cottonseed oil. They genetically modified canola because you have canola oil. They've genetically modified soybeans, so you have soybean oil. And these oils are used in fast foods and all sorts of other things.
Exactly.
And they've altered the structure of the food that are going to alter you. And basically, they've genetically modified corn. They've genetically modified sugar beets. Basically, they've genetically modified potatoes of the doctor who examined those, felt that they were so toxic. Although they fired the doctor, but they did not go ahead with their potatoes, at least to my knowledge. I don't know what they're doing today. I think people must understand that these are dangerous to your health, and you really need to get that book on A Genetic Roulette. We actually carry the book. There are over 65 different health damages.
Teeth of deception.
We carry them both.
Just for the general information of your caller as well as other listeners, the Hawaii Agriculture Research Center is now currently in the field testing genetically modified sugarcane with human genes. It's not been put into production, but they are in the research center in field trials are growing genetically modified sugarcane that has been spliced with human genes. So
that's a new one on me.
And basically, when they have so much confidence that these are perfectly normal, that they've taken heirloom seeds, traditional normal seeds, and they're storing them in what we call the Doomsday Seed Bank. It's up off the coast of Norway under military guard. And all the seeds, normal seeds that they haven't adulterated and made toxic, they have them stored up there, and I believe, because who's doing this? Monsanto, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, other people who are in favor of population control. Well, why are they storing the seeds up there in the permafrost? I believe they want them for when they start over again, after they've destroyed humanity. And you say, who in their right mind would want to destroy humanity? And I would say, nobody. Nobody in their right mind. But we're not dealing with people in their right mind. We're dealing with people who have a different worldview. Hey, thanks so much, Roman. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. This is a vitally important subject, and you need to learn how to plant food. You need to learn how to plant gardens. You need to know how to be able to look after yourself and look after your neighbors if they aren't smart enough to begin making the preparations now. I will tell you that certainly there are real shortages of food developing in many parts of the world today. In fact, basically over in England, of course, they're opening up all sorts of food banks over there because so many people now are certainly not able to afford food. You're going to have to start thinking about this as a possibility. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Gather far across the field. Let us swear a league.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
From the big box stores, most of the things that are already prepared are going to contain genetically modified material in them. You're certainly going to have to go to health stores, chains that specialize in non-genetically modified food. Just be very, very certain, though, because some of these health stores are very, very close to Monsanto. And certainly, on one hand, because we want to get you healthy, that's we want to have natural grown food. But on the other hand, they're working hand in glove with these people who are actively poisoning us. So be careful, John. And the best thing you can do is learn how to grow your own food. That's the purpose behind these programs, to teach you how to get grow your own food and to get seeds that have not been genetically modified. That's why, well, if you go to, of course, Buck Keeley's website, and you can learn more about it. If you go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and you can scroll down and it says heirloom seeds, it'll take you to Buck's website. Anything else you want to say, John?
Oh, I'm really glad to hear this program. Thank you very much.
Oh, I hope you'll start listening because we've got a lot of other good subjects. But anyway, God bless. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Buck Keeley, and you can hear his ads here at Radio Liberty. But right now, Buck, I want you to go ahead and get your telephone number, your website out there. Tell people what they get at your website and the sort of things that you are offering. You have because you have not just one product, seeds. You have all different types of gardens and sizes of gardens and fertilizers. And tell our listeners about the things that you offer and how they can get in touch with you.
First of all, our toll-free number is 888-866-9132. 1-888-866-9132. And we're found on the World Wide Web at seedcatalog.com, seedcatalog.com. And just type that into your address bar, and it'll take you right to the store. Or, as Dr. Stan just mentioned, you can go to his website and click on heirloom seeds. That's going to take you to our website, and our website has on the front page as you come in a ton of information, articles that's good for you reading to understand what heirloom seeds are and why that they are important to your personal well-being. And then if you'll click on Shop for Seeds, that'll take you inside the store. And this is where you actually buy the product. And inside the store, you're going to see immediately that we have value packs, seed banks, and sprouting kits that are pre-packaged seed packages. You can also buy individual packets by clicking on the left side on beans or the beetroots or the categories. You can buy one packet at a time. But to help the listeners put in a garden, we put together, for an example, we have an urban garden pack, which is for people who are gardening in containers on their patios and on balconies and small backyards to where they don't have a lot of room to plant a open garden. And then we have a small city garden, which is a cross-section of our seeds that would be suitable for a backyard garden of maybe 10 by 30, to be enough seed to populate that garden. And then we have a large garden pack, which would be good for about a 50 by 100 foot space with a cross variety of seeds for that. And then we put together our lovers packs. We've got tomato lovers, pepper lovers, and herb lovers packs, which has a cross-section of each one of those items in it where you can, with a single click, buy that pack. And then we have seed banks, and seed banks are important. I think everyone should have a seed bank that they have to where they can have a hedge against tomorrow. And basically what a seed bank is that we take the seeds in the individual packets and we seal them in a Mylar bag, which is impervious to moisture, insects, and rodents. And then we put them inside a tri-wall PVC pipe and seal it. So this can literally be buried in the backyard to have a stabilization of temperature or placed in the freezer that'll keep the seed germination rates up for many years. And the purpose of the seed bank is to prepare for tomorrow, that we don't know what will happen, particularly with the genetically modified seed, that there is a lateral movement through if the terminator gene that they're splicing in moves through the horticulture. We don't know what will happen with that. That's the reason why they're storing seeds up on the Arctic Circle. So that everyone ought to have one of these and maybe even rotate it out every second or third year where they actually plant that seed bank and buy another and replace it to keep it current. But everybody should have a seed bank as that hedge for the future. We sell those in a personal seed bank, which will plant about a half acre. And then we sell it in the basic seed bank, which will plant about an acre. And if you want to build your own seed bank, if you buy $50 or more of seed, we will seal it up in the Mylar and in the tri-wall PVC pipe for free so that you'll have that. We also, this is the right time of year to be considering that. We have sprouting kits and sprouting seeds. Basically what the sprouting kit is, it's a 1, 2, or 3 sprouting jar with a drain lid with a sample pack of packages of sprouting seed. And everyone should know how to sprout. It's something that we do year-round. It's good for having fresh nutrients on the table that are clean and bright, and they make every salad better, great on sandwiches. But along with that, they're a great source of nutrients. If something happens and your food supply is becoming limited. In 3 to 5 days, you can have a fresh, a nutritious meal that's renewable every 3 to 5 days with the sprouts, alfalfa sprouts, or radish sprouts is one of my favorites, bean sprouts, mung bean sprouts, those kind of things that we have available. And sprouting is something that we do all winter long and most of the time through the summer, but certainly all winter long. And so you ought to be sprouting now, learning how to sprout, so when the time comes that you're actually producing food that's fresh and nutritious daily. And then we have all the different individual seed packs that you can pick and choose from.
All right. Well, let's go to Tim, who's calling us from Illinois. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And again, the website is seedcatalog.com. That's seedcatalog.com. Or go to Radio Liberty website and just scroll on down to where it says heirloom seeds. And you click on that and you'll get over to Seed Catalog. Hi, Tim. How are we doing?
Oh, hi, guys. Well, the last 5 months, I've been eating a lot of fruit and vegetables from an Amish farmer down the road, and I was wondering possibly if his food, I mean, the carrots still taste like carrots and watermelons still taste like watermelons.
If he's an Amish farmer, he's probably raising those things without insecticides and pesticides, and he's probably using seeds that he or his neighbors have produced. You're lucky to have an Amish farmer. If you'd like to send him out here, we'd love to have him. I'm sure they know what they're doing, and they want to farm the way God intended. Don't you think that's true, Buck?
Absolutely, I think that what your caller said is that carrots taste like carrots, that if you've not had garden fresh, unmodified fruit out of the garden, you've really never eaten fresh fruit out of the garden. That what you buy in the stores have been picked sometimes weeks ahead of delivery to the store. That, like tomatoes, they are harvested by machines when they're green and hard. They're put in warehouses and over a period of time packed into trucks. The trucks, they get close to the place of destination, they put gas on them and turn them red. So you're actually eating a red-green tomato that's getting mushy because it's old. What a difference between that and going down to your Amish gardener friend and getting a fresh-off-the-vine tomato. So, yes, he's in
deep. I just had a quick question. I'm concerned also about fertilizer and soil. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
All right, I think that's basically you have to know what sort of fertilizer you're using. Because I know that Buck is going to talk about the petrochemical fertilizers, not good for you. Natural fertilizers, great for you. But you pick up the story and explain what's the difference between manure and fertilizer?
Well, once again, go back to the beginning of our conversation, that manure is a part of building your soil, where you'll fortify your soil for the preparation of the plant. Fertilizer is what's used to enhance the plants once they're growing. And once again, it's the exact opposite of what happens in commercial production for farming, is that they've depleted the soil, they don't replenish the soil, so they heap up tons of artificial fertilizer in order to give nutrients that the plants will grow with. So that as far as fertilizer, that we sell a fertilizer, we call it Uncle Buck's fertilizer. It's organic. It's built out of seed meal, bone meal, out of lime and calcium, all from natural products. That it also contains volcanic material that has 78 trace elements in it, and it's all organic. And if you're going to fertilize your garden, and if you should be fertilizing your garden, and when you fertilize your garden, don't buy petroleum-based chemical-based fertilizers. You're eventually going to eat what you're putting on your soil. And so make sure that you put down a good organic-based fertilizer, whether you build your own or buy one. Make sure that you're not putting down photocarbons and other chemical-based nutrients. The plants may not know the difference in the way they look. They will know a difference in the way they taste, and your body will know the difference with what you're putting in it.
And so it's important you start thinking about what you eat. Remember, somebody once said, you are what you eat. So you better start thinking about it instead of simply going down to the local big box store and buying everything there. We have a wonderful little store here in where we live. It's Sunnyside, and they just get some of the best fruits and vegetables, but they're all bought by the manager. They're entirely different than the fruits and vegetables that are available in the large grocery stores.
Well, 20 years ago, Dr. Stan, that you could go down to your local grocery store and your produce manager that store, and my brother was a produce manager for a Safeway store for several years back in the 70s and 80s. He purchased every piece of fruit and vegetable that was sold at that store individually from local marketers. He was the one that was responsible for bringing in quality fruit. That's not true anymore. They have buyers now for these large chains, and they buy products for regions of stores. And there's no longer coming into the stores any local produce of any consequence that they have purchasers who've bought it from large conglomerate farmers. If you're going to get anything that's locally grown with any hope of having unadulterated food, you're going to have to do it through your local farmer markets or through your local organic store. But once again, organic is an act of faith. You're trusting everyone in the line that has touched either the food or the process of the food or the materials they put on the food is not being adulterated. The best way to do that is for you to grow your own food, and that way you're sustainable, renewable, and you're controlling the quality of the food that you're putting into your body. So I encourage all your readers, if they're not gardeners, all your listeners that are not gardeners, to hook up with neighbors who are, learn how to garden, garden with them, get together with groups who are specializing in organic gardening, and learn now while there's time, and become a gardener this year. And that way they can provide for themselves food that is nutritious, sustainable, and wholesome, and not depend upon the large corporations to provide for them these empty food sources.
And there's really so much to know about watering. Certainly you don't water too much, and you certainly want to water very, very deep and not superficially. And the reason why do you want to water very deep rather than superficially, but?
Well, what you brought up is probably one of the most common mistakes novice gardeners make, and they think wet equals good. When we water, we're artificially reproducing what God does in nature. And God does not have it raining every day. The way the rains come according to the Bible is in the early and the latter seasons. And so as you water your garden, you want to keep that in mind. God did not design his plants to grow saturated in water. He designed them to grow with the aid of water. So what you want to do is when you plant your seed, you want to make sure that the soil is wet enough and deep enough wet that seed has no air pockets around it. The air, when the root comes out, the minute that it senses oxygen will die. It'll drop off. So the soil, when you first plant your seeds, needs to be good and wet and kept wet until they break out of the ground. And once they break out of the ground, you're starting the process of growth. Now, germination has taken place, and you sprouted those seeds. And once that's taken place, now you're doing the process of growing the plant. The plant requires two things. It requires the above-ground surface for photosynthesis and below the surface of the ground for nutrients and moisture. And so what you're going to do is you're going to assist that root system to grow by heavily and deep watering. And do that once every 2 or 3 days, every 4 days, depending on what time of the year it is or what part of the country you're in. And the way you know when it's time to water, it'll be one of two ways. One is your plants will tell you. They'll start to look wilted and dying back. Or you can put your finger in the soil that's about 1.5 or 2 inches deep, and if it's not moist in there, you need to put water on. There'll be certain times of the year that you may water every other day, and in the certain times of year when the rain is falling, you may not water but once a week. But you want to kind of imitate what God does in nature, and that is that the plant goes through the process of receiving rain and then rejuvenating the plant from the rain. And what happens is that water begins, the water table begins to drop from surface level. It forces that plant to build root systems that go deep after the water and the nutrients, and that builds a healthy plant. The plant is only as healthy as the size of the roots that it grows. So it's important to properly water your plants as well as water them.
And then it's important to fertilize them. And you use that not with manure or compost. You fertilize them certainly with the chemicals that Puck offers one. And basically it has a volcanic material. It has a calcium or bone meal in it and several other things. And you maybe take a little handful of that. You put it on the base of the plant a couple of times a growing season and then water it in and that material get down into the roots of your plant. I mean, certainly I've been using the same soil now for 4 or 5 years, my tomato plants. I got nice looking tomato plants, but I never saw such small tomatoes on them, and nowhere near as good as it was last year. But we're using the same soil over and over again. Well, let's go right now to Ed, who's calling from New Hartford, New York. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Hi, Ed. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan, and it's a very, very interesting program. We have some problems. One of the things is we cannot grow a garden with the deer around. They seem to be destroying the garden every time, and we don't know what to do about it.
Well, grow enough for you and the deer. It doesn't work. Just as an anecdotal story, that we went away for a week to take care of our grandchildren, and without having my dogs there at our property, they were being dog sit, the deer got into my garden and devastated our garden. So it happens to everyone. There's really only one or two sure ways of dealing with deer. The obvious one is to put up a deer fence, get it up 7 foot tall, and that'll keep the deer out. They can't jump that high. Second is having a good dog. My dogs keep the deer out of our garden. But when we left with our dogs, the deer took over.
Well, what about garlic? My wife put some garlic strips out in the garden. Does that drive them away?
Not really. They get adjusted to that. They do have, on the market, you can buy cougar urine or an imitation of that you can put down. That'll keep them away somewhat until they realize there's not a cougar there.
All right, fine. Okay, Ed. Any other questions, Ed?
Yeah, I have one other
Hold that
question.
Thought, then. We'll be back in just a moment with Ed from Hartford, New York. All right, Ed from New Hartford, go right ahead.
Yeah, my son seems to like to use, instead of use.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
And our website is seedcatalog.com, seedcatalog.com. I would love to have you come and visit our site.
God bless. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you real soon, Bob.
Bless you, Dr.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Okay, bye. Fine, and I hope you enjoyed the program. This is the time that I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We do have a few advertisers. Buck Keeley's one of them, and we always try to tell you when somebody is advertising with us. But primarily, we're dependent upon people who believe in what we're doing and to help us by joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or certainly by advertising with us. And we've got about 60, close to 65 outlets every week we got to support. And we would appreciate if you're in a position to help. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help, why, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Now, I should tell you, we're having an all-day conference. It's going to be on the 23rd of October, and that's a Sunday. And we do it that way because we get a lot of people that are able to come ordinarily. And, of course, it's going to be held at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course and on the North Shore of beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. If you want to get reservations, you're really going to have to do it this week, certainly, and give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, to know how to make hotel reservations. Of course, if you're going to come to the meeting, you have to have the reservation because we're serving lunch, and, well, we want to know that you're coming so you'll have a lunch. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. We're bringing in great speakers, and I hope to see you there. We're getting a good response early on. We're very pleased with it. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. And certainly, if you are actually out there and you're trying to figure out what's going on, you need to hear my talks on the dark secret and on the forbidden secret, and there's syllabuses that go with that. If you wonder about the upcoming war in the Middle East, of course, you need to hear my talk on the Iraq, the untold story, and get the syllabus because it goes into all the other wars. They've all been contrived, and the coming war is contrived. We carry a book called The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game. It goes into the Muslim Brotherhood. Where did it come from? Well, it was financed starting in 1928 by MI6 and after the Second World War by the CIA. And the CIA has continued to fund it, creating the best enemy money could buy. Now, the book says, well, they created a Frankenstein. No, I don't think they created a Frankenstein. I think they created just what they wanted to. After all, you can't have a war unless you have an enemy. And just as all during the Vietnam War, while we financed the Russians, who financed the North Vietnamese, who financed the Viet Cong, who killed our boys during World War II. Why, of course, our factories and our banks and our oil companies financed and supplied the Nazis and built the weapons for them that they used against our boys at the Battle of the Bulge. And if you haven't read the books we carry, you need to get this. Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, America's Nazi Secret and Trading with the Enemy. Let me give you those books again. Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, Trading with the Enemy, and America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus. And you certainly need to get my interviews with certainly these people. Of course, Professor Sutton's passed away. But, of course, we still have his book. You must understand that nothing is as it appears to be. We create the best enemies money could buy, and then we have long and bloody wars. The ultimate goal is a one-world government. That's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, why you need to understand what's going on. And you need to understand the evil people working behind the scenes who want to bring about the prophesied one-world government, install the prophesied one-world leader. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion and delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Patrick Wood, who is certainly one of the world's leading experts on the Trilateral Commission. He worked very closely with Professor Sutton back in the late 1970s, exposing the Trilateral Commission, and certainly he's written a book along with Dr. Sutton on this, and certainly his website is probably the best source today for information on this covert organization. Oh, you can read about it on the internet, but you're never going to really understand this and the power that these people wield today, unless, of course, you get the information from Patrick Wood. And, of course, Patrick now writes August Review. He actually has put out a financial newsletter. And I think it's so vitally important, ladies and gentlemen, to understand that we are entering into catastrophic financial times. It has been prophesied, and our good friend Bob Chapman has said, you're going to see days where you're going to see, you know, the price of gold fluctuating, you know, $50 to $100 an ounce per day. Well, right now the market is fluctuating $50 an ounce on gold, going from, you know, from maybe $750 to up to $825. Silver sometimes is fluctuating a couple of dollars a day. And basically, of course, what this means is the whole financial structure of the existing financial structure is beginning to crumble. And certainly, how rapid it's going to crumble, I don't know. But I do know that the world we've lived in the past is going to cease to exist. Why? Because it was based on an artificial prosperity. After all, everybody can live well as long as they can create money out of nothing, and there's lots of money out there. But of course, as they increase the money supply, then the price of fixed goods goes up, because of course there's a fixed supply of goods, and of course there's more money to buy them, and they simply buy it, runs up the prices. And now we're going to begin seeing an inflationary spiral that is going to devastate the vast majority of the people in the United States and in Great Britain and throughout the world. And most people do not understand what's going on in our job. Well, we're sort of like an early warning service. Pat Wood, thank you so very much with us. And I want your impression of what's going on financially in the world today.
Well, good evening, Dr. Stan. Thanks for having me back on again. I just completed my newsletter, Findings and Forecasts, for today, and a couple of things that really jumped out at me was that the Federal Reserve just, of course, announced that they were going to do another type of a lending program called Operation Twist. And as I sorted through the actual announcement that Bernanke gave, Operation Twist is going to do absolutely nothing for anyone in the economy except deprive people who need income off of Treasury bills of income. It appears to me that will be another bust at taxpayer expense. It's going to help the large banks, the global banks. It will help some members of some countries in Europe that will be borrowing dollars very inexpensively. And yet again, the Fed has probably stuck a knife to us, but it does underscore.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Patrick Wood. And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, everything is illusion and delusion. They have to give you the impression they're going to do something. But these are very, very smart people. They know why we're really having problems. They know what really needs to be done, and they have no intention of doing it because their loyalty is not to America, but to this globalist dream. However, they're going to give you the impression, oh, we're going to come up with Operation Twist. We're going to keep the interest rates down for the next 2 years and artificially increase the money supply. But, of course, they know very well, of course, that none of these things are going to suffice to get us working again. They're not going to put on tariffs. They're not going to, of course, take away the subsidies to government, to corporations that move overseas to produce their goods. They don't pay any taxes if they move offshore. And then, of course, they can bring their products back in here and make a phenomenal profit. But basically what we should do is, of course, is raise the taxes on anybody who's all gone offshore and on the products that they produce over there. We will tax them 35% and do away with the taxes or limit the taxes in America and give our corporations an incentive to come home. They're going to have to pay a tariff to bring their products in. They have to trade with America. We're still the largest trading country in the world. We have three times the trade that China, with all of its people, we have three times the industry and three times the trade here in the United States. We can get by without the rest of the world. The rest of the world can't get by without America. So are they going to address this and try to solve it? No. But they figure that they can confuse the American people. And most of them will. They don't understand the twist. They don't understand what's going on. They cannot believe these people are working against the best interests of our country. But in my estimation, they are. Patrick, you pick up the story.
Well, they are. I was going to say that the Federal Reserve serves the big banks, serves the other central banks as well. They all are pretty much bound together in this credit-creating scheme. But, you know, I think of a person that has a flat tire or a tire with a hole in it, and he has an air pump trying to pump up that poor tire. If the hole is big enough, of course, he can pump all day long, and he's going to waste a lot of air, and his tire will never be full. This is about where the Fed and other central banks are right now as they try to pump money back into the economy. They're finding that they can't do it. It's just this leaking out the other side is faster than they can put it in.
Hold that thought, Patrick. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Patrick is simply pointing out that the major banks are not working for the American people. They're working the Fed is not working for the American people. It's working for the big banks. It's owned by the big banks. And basically, it's not an agency of government. A government is an agency of the big banks as well. And they all work together to enrich the banks. But, of course, behind that is this desire for a one-world government. And the only way they can accomplish that will be, of course, to basically to undermine our economy and impoverish our people. And out of the crisis that's coming, they believe the American people will then be willing to go along with the one-world government. Go ahead, Patrick.
Well, they may be hoping for just that, but the central banks of the world right now are absolutely in a panic that that some major country like Greece is going to default on its debt and start a domino effect that will basically completely unwind the global financial system. It's hard to tell exactly what's going on in their minds, but the way that our Fed has pledged now to bail out European banks and countries as well to be part of that bailout program, it's just astounding that they would stretch that far. But it just shows the level of concern that they have that if a country goes down and really stiffs a number of big banks to where they fail, not only will those banks fail, but the central banks that represent the countries may also fail as well. And how much of an earthquake could the world financial system take? I don't think it would take much, and I think probably the top financial economists in the world believe it won't take much either. So Bernanke and his central banker friends are going to do anything they can to try and pump up the tire. The question is, will the hole in the tire ever get patched to the point where they can actually reflate it? At this point, they've been unsuccessful in every effort. QE1 didn't work. QE2 didn't work. Operation Twist certainly is not going to do anything except hammer the middle class even more and damage the economy even more in the end. So they're not really doing anything still collectively that will really boost the economy. That's what we really need, is to have some kind of economic rebound. The Fed is completely powerless at this point to do this, Stan. And this is just why it's so ironic that people watch the Fed like some kind of a religious festival or something, that they have to do that. But the Fed can do nothing at this point to change the course of economic history in America. We're going where we're going, with or without anybody else on board.
Well, where are we going?
Well, actually, right now, mostly straight down. Even though the market is still held up a little bit, as you know, the economy is still headed down. Some economists, even a couple of Federal Reserve economists now, have admitted that we never really had a rebound in the first place. This is just an extension of the recession that we had starting in 2007. By definition, that would put us in a depression, but they don't want to use the D word yet. There's probably a huge surplus of homes going to come on the market in the first part of 2012, mostly due to the fact that the banks are ramping up their foreclosure machines again. They were delayed a year with the robo-signing scandal last year, about a year ago, and they're through that now. They've made their peace with the government, paid their fines and stuff. Now they're going full bore ahead, foreclosing on American homes that should have been foreclosed along the way probably, but weren't. Now they're doing it with great gusto again. And these homes are going to start coming on the market en masse starting in about January, February of 2012. This promises another leg down in the real estate market and virtually all the other businesses related to that market, which is a good part of our economy. So 2012 is not shaping up at this point to be any kind of a winning economy at all. And more likely than not, if the rest of the world struggles, if a sovereign nation defaults on its debt, for instance, and really shakes up the financial system, next year could really push us off into a steep depression.
I share your concern. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Remember, the vast majority of the wealth of the American people, the average American, is tied up in their home. And most homes have lost at least a quarter, maybe even up to a third of the value of their home. And certainly that means that they've already stolen between a quarter and a third of the value of the wealth of the American people, about something like $7 trillion has disappeared, certainly in loss of value of the home, loss of value of the stock market. The stock market, though, in my estimation, is totally manipulated. They're playing games with our mind. I believe if we had a free and open stock market, which was not manipulated by the funds protection team, why, the market would be down much lower than it is today. So basically, of course, they have a situation, people are pessimistic, other countries are not buying. Certainly the problem we have throughout the world, certainly in the United States and Great Britain and Europe, is massive debt. And there's debt that can never be repaid. There's no way that Greece can repay its debt. There's no way that Portugal and Spain and Italy and Belgium can ever pay off their debt. But there's no way the United States can pay off its debt, according to a fellow named Kitlikoff, who's an economist at one of the major universities. The real debt is over $200 trillion, and basically it just can never be paid off. This is the amount of money we promised to put out through Social Security and through Medicare. There's just no way. The money has been already stolen from Social Security and Medicare, and despite the fact they said there's a trust fund, they're simply lying. They've got the same people who told us about the Gulf of Tonkin incident working, well, not the same people, but the same forces that told us about the Gulf of Tonkin incident, that told us about, you know, Pat Tillman, that told us about Jessica Lynch, that told us about 9/11 and what happened that day and why Building 7 came down. They're the ones who are saying there is a Medicare and a Social Security Trust Fund backed by the full faith and credit and integrity of the United States government, that's turned against God and legalized homosexuality and tells us that marriage and all these things really aren't that important, and banned God in prayer from our schools because of the wall of separation between church and state. What's going to happen next?
Well, Dr. Stan, as the economy goes down, the great middle class in this country that made this country is going to be further decimated, and how much more can they take? I don't know, but I see stories, anecdotal stories of people living in their cars for the first time. Families of three and four people living in a single car because they don't know where the shelter is in town. They've never been close to a shelter, never had any idea they'd ever need one. And so they end up actually just living in their car. These kind of stories would have abhorred us, been abhorrent, 10 years ago. But it's a common scene now. And, how bad will it get? Who knows? The baby boomers, unfortunately, are the only group of people left with any significant amount of cash. That's because they save for retirement. And their money is dwindling rapidly with things like Operation Twist, for instance. When long-term interest rates are going to fall, that deprives that whole class of desperately needed income that they were counting on. They were planning on getting 6%, 7%, 8% interest on their money with security on their principal. But now they're going to be getting, 1% to 2% on their money. They can't live on that. If you had $1 million in treasury bills at 2%, you're only making $20,000 a year. You can't live, a senior can't live on $20,000 a year, hardly. So,
An awful lot of them, very, very few of them are going to have $1 million in cold, hard cash, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, the younger generation, just doesn't have any money. The 20-somethings don't have any significant money, unless they inherited, of course. The 30-year-old generation doesn't have much because they never got a head start on their career, The 40-year-old people that bought into houses 15 years ago got hammered with real estate prices, so they're busted. And, you know, the 50-year-olds are sweating it because they didn't save enough money to retire in 50 years from now. And, you know, there's nobody left with any significant amount of cash except for the baby boomers. And now it seems to be their turn to get hammered with a decrease in long-term interest rates.
Well, how about the impact of inflation on the savings of the baby boomers? What do you see for inflation? The government keeps telling us it's only maybe 2% or so. But is that true, or is the real inflation rate much higher than that?
Well, there's obviously there's been certain instances where inflation, where prices have increased on certain commodities. They certainly haven't increased on houses and on real estate, you know, and those kind of important investments. But you know, we've seen some anecdotal price increases on some food basics. On energy's gone up and down, of course, two or three times in the last 5 years. But as long as a credit deflation remains in force, rising prices will be muted. And I honestly don't see any great increase in general inflation like we had back in the 70s, for instance, under Jimmy Carter. I don't see that kind of inflation coming back to us right now. As long as the deflation still has a way to go down, it will continue down, and there's no power on earth that's going to stop it. The spiral is out of control.
All right. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you got a question or comment for our guest, Pat Wood, is certainly one of the best informed people in America today. Well, Pat, certainly the industrial production doesn't seem to be.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Government spends a dollar, 43 cents of it is borrowed. Other countries, some of them are still lending to us, but of course they're having difficulty as well. China has a lot of money, but they don't want to keep investing it in our dollars because they really believe that sooner or later our currency is going to lose its value, and they don't want to get stuck with a lot of bonds that will be redeemed in dollars that won't buy as much. And certainly so, basically, right today, the Federal Reserve, under one guise or another, is buying up most of our debt. And they're doing it simply by creating money. And I asked Pat how long we can continue to create money to buy up our own debt before this begins to impact upon the value of our currency. Go right ahead.
Well, this is happening all around the world, Dr. Stan. And I was going to comment that there's no currency in the world right now of significance is backed by anything. There's paper, just like ours. And so the value of those currencies are in relation to each other. There's no absolute value to any of them. And traders, investors, whatever, will adjust the prices, but you know the relative position between the currencies. One goes up, another goes down, and then the next day it's the opposite. And more likely what's going to happen in the end is that the fiat paper currency system of the entire world is going to collapse. In other words, there will be a day, I believe, this is my opinion at this point, there will be a day where it's not a question of the dollar or the euro. The question will be whether paper money at all will survive on a global basis. And my guess is that when one currency gets torched, whichever one it is, whether it's the euro or you know, some other, the yuan or whatever, when one currency gets torched, likely the entire financial system of the world is in jeopardy, and all of the paper currencies in the world will be in jeopardy. I think, as well, now we're talking about it, I think as well that this may play into the end game, that the global elite have been planning for some time relating to the implementation of technocracy, which would bring a brand new type of currency to the global scene, based on energy rather than based on, you know, capitalism, free enterprise, price-based economics, and so on. And that's probably the biggest risk longer term, is that all the currencies will fail. The global elite will trot out an energy-based currency and say, take it or leave it, and we'll be stuck with it because there'd be nothing else to take.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you haven't actually seen Pat Wood's certainly discussion of technocracy, this is an old concept where you have the world running not by bureaucrats but by technocrats, an elite, of course, who would use this new organized system of society to control everything. Where can people read about technocracy and the thesis, your thesis, that we're heading towards a technotronic age, as Zygmunt Brzezinski wrote about in 1970?
That's right. Well, the best place to start reading about technocracy is to go to augustforecast.com and click on the link at the top of the screen called Technocracy. It'll take you to a number of papers that will give you a good historical and current background on what technocracy is all about and why it's important today. There is more information appearing now from researchers around the country, actually around the world, on technocracy, which is a wonderful thing. I'm glad to see other minds get into it, you know, people that are good thinkers and good researchers are starting to write about it. So there is more critical information on technocracy, and I think that this is probably going to be the most important, underrated study that we have ever done in the history, in my history of research, certainly with my history of research with Sutton. We did some good stuff back in the 70s. We did with, you know, talking about the Trilateral Commission, but we missed technocracy altogether, completely missed it. And now that I see it, of course, Tony Sutton has passed away, but Now that it's in full view, we see this may be what they were thinking all along from day one, was implementing a technocracy in the end. And that would require ultimately the destruction of all the other currencies and the destruction of the economy as we know it today.
And of course, back in 1970, Zygmunt Brzezinski, who organized the Trialogue Commission, wrote a book called Between Two Ages, America and the Technotronic Age, in which he talked about, certainly, about this coming period where everything would be controlled by technocrats. These new authoritarian structure of society that would certainly control everyone from the cradle to the grave, the technocrat. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Patrick Wood, and we're basically talking about what's going on in our society, this whole idea that we're ever moving towards a totally regulated 1984 type of existence, the kind that existed under in George Orwell's 1984. Now, before we go on, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But the only way that the elite are going to get the common people to go along with their plan for the dictatorship, the new feudalistic system which they want to impose, will be, of course, to impoverish our people. And I can see this coming down the line. And out of the coming crisis, which I think is coming, Why, of course, the American people will say, well, for the government's got to take care of this, without realizing that the government is controlled by people, the very people who created the problem, are traitors to our country, because our enemy certainly is not, as in the in Moscow, our enemy is not in Beijing, our enemy is not living in a cave over there, and certainly in Pakistan, because we killed him about eight years ago. Our enemy is working in New York City and White House itself, representing the power elite, and certainly on Wall Street, the power elite who run America. Well, Patrick, certainly our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, but how can people get in touch with you and get your information?
Well, Dr. Stan, the best way to receive anything that I have is just by simply navigating your browser to www.augustforecast.com, and you'll see information there with the links at the top of the screen, white papers and so on that I've released, as well as my premium subscription called Findings and Forecasts. And for people that want a little more inside look, current stuff going on, findings and forecasts might be very useful to them. But otherwise, everybody needs to understand technocracy, get familiar with what this means so that they can understand. And we haven't really mentioned it yet, Dr. Stan, but one of the key components of implementing technocracy is this whole movement towards smart grid. And the appearance of these digital power meters on the sides of people's homes, where power will be monitored on their home to their entire usage, that what they use, when they use it, to actually being able to control your power consumption from outside your home, the huge invasion of privacy. But this was kind of a prophetic thing that was said to be necessary by the early technocrats. They had to learn how to control distribution and consumption of energy. And smart grid is enabling this around the world, not just in America, but all around the world as well. And so there's some practical aspects that people will understand. Smart grid is not just popping up like out of nowhere. It has deep roots, folks, very deep roots. And the fact that it was only started in really in earnest in 2009 by stimulus money that was doled out by the president is just further evidence that, you know, this is a plan that the global elite is shoving down our throat right now. And there otherwise was no public demand for smart grid whatsoever. It's been around for 10 years, never went anywhere. And now they're saying it's a screaming crisis and we have to do it today. But this smart grid system, if it does get implemented, will totally enable technocracy to be implemented in America.
And, of course, the smart meter goes along with the smart appliances. The smart appliances will be able to send electronic signals to the smart meter and tell you, so they can determine what appliances you're using. And they will be able to tell how much energy you're using at any time. If they want to, they'll be able to turn off your appliances because they'll be under the control of the smart grid. And, of course, I love how they use these terms. The idea we have smart growth, we have smart grid, we have smart appliances, we have smart meters. Oh, because who would want a dumb grid? Who would? Well, I don't think. I think that we ought to use terms. We ought to call it the dangerous grid. The surveillance of meters. Use their terms, but you see, they have people who sit around and spend all of their time coming up with these terms that sound so good. Wouldn't we want a smart meter? No, we don't want a spy meter. We don't want a surveillance meter. We don't want a subjugation meter. We do not a slavery meter. We need to use their terms and turn them back on them. These people believe that they can control us by the control of the use of words, by controlling our music, by controlling our medicines, by controlling our jobs, by controlling our currencies, by simply manipulating our reality. But you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, their ultimate goal is a fascist or feudalistic society, under the new ruling elite. Our number 1-800-544-8927. I'm sorry, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's go to Eric calling from Michigan. Eric, do you have a question for our guests?
Yes, I do, Dr. Stan. Knowing that all debt is to the contract, and contract has four principal elements, full disclosure, good faith, valuable consideration, and clean hands, I'd like Patrick to explain the validity of derivatives, collateralized debt obligations, and credit default swaps, because I think intrinsically they are fraudulent.
Well, basically, yeah. All right, Patrick. Well, basically, what do you think about all these monetary increments are coming up with things like derivatives, by credit default swaps, by all of these monetary programs that they have that are being imposed now to certainly ensure that certainly people who are investing have nothing to worry about. All of these are sort of modified insurance policies, insuring financial transactions, but with no monetary backing. Who would buy an insurance policy if the insurance company didn't have any money? What are your thoughts on this,
Patrick? The derivative market, nobody really knows how large the derivative market is. Some people have suggested it's well over $600 trillion in size. It may be a lot larger. There's really no statistics that are kept on it. But a derivative contract is essentially a bet that is made between two parties. Most of these contracts are private. They can't be sold. But it's this bet based on some criteria being triggered. And it could be anything. It's like a bookie joint where you can make a bet on anything that you could dream up and find somebody to take the opposite side of the bet. For instance, if I made a bet that my neighbor would that their house would be foreclosed on January 15th, 2012, with someone, maybe someone who had interest in it, we could strike that bet, put down $100 on it, and say, you give me $100, and I'll guarantee to pay off the mortgage if that person defaults on January 15th, 2012. Well, I'm not much risk on that. I just keep my $100 probably, but if my neighbor did default on January 15th, 2012, I'd have to pay off the entire mortgage. And so there's huge liability created with these derivative bets, except that they're not triggered until they lose the bet. And this is why companies like AIG were absorbed by the feds back when Lehman Brothers went out of business. AIG was the largest insurer of these derivative contracts in the world. And nobody knew at the time how many of these contracts would be triggered where AIG would have to shell out instant cash to cover their lost bet. And so the government essentially just took them over. I don't think to this day we know how much money they put down that rat hole. But it didn't do much of anything to relieve the overall volume of derivative contracts in the world. But there is huge risk if the financial system comes undone. Most of these derivative contracts are going to come due, and that will further wreck the financial system.
But, of course, though, as far as AIG was concerned, I think, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but it was either 82, but I think it was $182 billion that the government gave AIG to bail them out of the mess they were in, and that's a lot of money. But then, of course, it was Barack Obama went right along with that. The reason he did was because the largest financial contributor to Barack Obama's presidential campaign was, I think, Goldman Sachs, which actually got something like $12 or $20 billion from AIG for a derivative contract. They could have bargained it and said, we'll give you 50 cents on the dollar, but not at all. They gave him 100 cents on the dollar because the Goldman Sachs financed the presidential campaign, and then the president gave the money to AIG so they could give it to Goldman Sachs, his good friends at Goldman Sachs. President Barack Obama said that when he recently brought himself a new chief of staff on board, Rahm Emanuel, his old buddy. They both belonged to the same PA bathhouse in Chicago. Well, Rahm Emanuel left, and so they needed a new chief of staff. And basically, the president appointed William Jayley, the brother of the mayor of Chicago, who Rahm Emanuel was going to replace. But William Jayley came from J.P. Morgan Chase, so they really played musical chairs. The average individual has no idea what's really going on. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And incidentally, if I say something that may shock you, please go up on the internet, go to your search engine, and just check it out. You know, put in Barack Obama. The name of the gentleman who was his chief of staff of Rahm Emanuel and Gay Bathhouse. Just put it to Barack Obama, Emanuel, and then Gay Bathhouse, and see what comes up on the screen. Go right ahead.
Well, I was gonna liken derivatives to a horse race. If you bet on the best horse that you thought it was the best horse anyway, and you put $1 million on the best horse in the race, and all of a sudden as the race started, you realized that you'd made a mistake and the horse turned out to be the worst horse in the horse race, and they're running around the track, and you've got to do something quick if you don't want to lose all your money. The only thing you can do at that point is start shooting the other horses that are in the lead. And taking them off the track. And, you know, this is kind of what the government was faced with and what the Fed was faced with when all of a sudden everything went sour in 2007. They had to do something fast that would prevent their horse from losing, if you will. And so Lehman Brothers was just taken off the plate. AIG was absorbed by the government. Even General Motors was absorbed by the government. And all these banks were bailed out just with huge amounts of money. And, this was to save their horse from coming in dead last. That's about as good an analogy as I can think of. This derivative market holds the power single-handedly to destroy the entire financial system in the world.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is, of course, it was only recently we found out what the federal government really did, I should say what the Fed, the Federal Reserve System, really did at the height of this crisis. And the only reason is because of Bernie Sanders and the new legislation got this included, that we had a right to know what the Fed did. And they created something like $16 trillion, not billion, $16 trillion. They gave it to banks, to companies, all throughout the world to stabilize the world financial system. Now, we don't know whether how much that money's been paid back. The government, the Fed claims that all of it was paid back, or most of it was paid back, or some of it was paid back. They created $16 trillion to prevent the whole world financial system coming down. If we get into a similar problem with this collapse of what's going on, will they create another 16 or 30 or 45 or 100 trillion dollars? You know, we don't know what they're going to do. But I think we should be very, very concerned. Don't you, Patrick?
Well, I do. And I'm even more concerned as to really where all that money has gone, because it's not showing up in world balance sheets. You know, even with all that money floating around, where did it land? Did it land in sovereign wealth funds? Did it land in Greece to help the Greece pay off their debts? The money doesn't seem to be anywhere around right now, and it leads me to think that huge, huge losses have been quietly covered with that money, and that there's been as much money dissipated as there has been created. If that wasn't true, the world right now would be pumped up like a big hot air balloon, full of money. But it's not. And you look at euros, you look at the yuan, all the different paper currencies that they've been doing the same thing in their own national countries. Where did money go?
Well, apparently the banks are sitting on trillions of dollars. They talk about $3 trillion. It may be much more than that. The corporations are sitting on trillions of dollars. And it's all being held back. There's some statements that the banks now are going to be making loans more readily available just to keep the whole thing from falling apart. But we know the banks are sitting on something like $3 trillion and then not lending it. We know the corporations are sitting on several trillion dollars. American corporations, they're not investing it. And basically, I think that they're doing everything they can to prevent an effective solution to the crisis. What are your thoughts? Could it possibly be they're doing that?
That's exactly right. The money that the corporations are sitting on probably is going to have to be paid out in dividends at some point because they've got no place to invest it. They're not going to build new plants and factories if there's no demand for the products. I mean, only a fool would do that. Just be throwing the money away, like the government. But corporations are too smart for that, by and large. So they're sitting on the cash. There's nothing in the near future that would, I don't think, that's going to cause them to get loose with it and start hiring people and stuff. And the banks will not loan money. And they will only do this up to a point, too, because banks make money traditionally by loaning money. They get, they get a higher interest rate than when they borrow and what they borrow from the Fed. So they have to loan money eventually to make a profit. Well, they've made profits in trading stocks by and large in the last year. Well, that's over now, that the stock market's headed down again. So they're going to have to give that borrowed money back to whoever they borrowed from it pretty quickly, namely the Fed or the Treasury, and hand it back to them and say, look, we don't want this anymore. We're not going to pay even 0.25% or 1%, whatever, 0.5% to maintain this money in our account. We're giving it back to you because we're losing money on holding that money. There's no place we can invest it. And now Bernanke has driven down long-term interest rates. They can't even turn around and buy 30-year Treasury bills.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Pat Wood. Go right ahead, Pat, to complete your thoughts there.
Well, yeah, there's nothing that they can invest the money in to make a profit.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United
States. Sam, you too.
Hey, thanks so much. Okay, that was Pat Wood. Hope you enjoyed our program with Pat. And this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're out there listening to us and, of course, you'd like to help, you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, well, we'd love to have you join. And if you're not in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Now, of course, basically, of course, we want to remind everyone in the audience that we are having an all-day conference. It's going to be on the 23rd of October. We're bringing Betty Martini to talk about aspartame. We're going to bring in Roslyn Peterson to talk about geoengineering. We're going to have Michael Shaw talking about how they're using the environmental movement to destroy freedom. I'm going to be talking about the population control agenda. We're going to have certainly a panel discussion at the end of the day. We ordinarily have a great turnout, and certainly you have to have reservations because we're going to be serving lunch and we're going